Welcome to the December 2006 edition of the Save Disney Shows podcast. My name is Wayne, and I will be your host for today. First of all, for those of you that didn't know, the email programs for all the campaign's websites had been taken offline. We had a very high usage through a couple of our campaign's email days. We put a very heavy strain on the server that hosts the Save Disney Shows website. In order to avoid the Save Disney Shows website being shut down, we made the choice to take the email programs offline. We apologize for this inconvenience, as we know this was a quick and easy way to contact Disney. We have created a very nice alternative to the Save Disney Shows email program for the time being. One page, used for all the campaigns, is located at savedisneyshows.org/emaillist.html. Simply open up one of your own email clients, such as Yahoo Mail, Hotmail, Gmail, or Pop3, and follow the directions on that page to send your email to Disney. It takes a few more steps than the old system, but still very convenient. With or without an email program, don't forget about the many other ways to contact Disney. And certainly don't forget about help.savedisneyshows.org. With more Disney contact information than a Burbank phone book, help.savedisneyshows.org is the most comprehensive list of Disney contact information that you will find anywhere. Email addresses, mailing addresses, fax numbers, phone numbers, it's all here. The list grows all the time, so if you haven't checked out help.savedisneyshows.org lately, then do it now. We would like to note that the Save Disney Shows How to Help page, located at help.savedisneyshows.org, has been revised with some new contact information, and a change detection link has been added for those who want to know when the page is updated. First Kim Possible, now the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Save Disney Shows now has another success story. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody has been given the green light for a third season, bringing the episode count possibly up to 100, and so another show will now break the 65-episode rule. Although relatively new to the Save Disney Shows organization, we have seen great fan support for the Save the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody campaign. We quickly realized that the show has a great fan base. Disney fans have really enjoyed this show, and they have spoken that they want more. Those of you who have participated in this campaign so far should be very proud of yourselves. It's not too late to join the Save the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody campaign. We will continue to fight for new episodes, DVD releases, and perhaps even some Save the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody merchandise. Just visit savedisneyshows.org/TSL and sign up to the free Yahoo group. Not all shows have been lucky enough to get past the ugly grip of the 65-episode rule. Some shows haven't even made it to 65 episodes. Two shows in particular that are in urgent need of your help are Phil of the Future and Lilo and Stitch. Phil of the Future, which is perhaps one of the most popular Disney sitcoms of recent times, was unexpectedly canceled at the end of Season 2. And what makes matters worse is we were left on a cliffhanger. We refuse to believe that the Phil of the Future writers wanted to end the show like this. Save Phil of the Future is one of our most active campaigns. Save Phil Days have always gone real well. We know Phil of the Future has a huge fan base. We know Save Phil of the Future should be Save Disney Show's next success. But for some reason Disney still can't decide, or at least won't tell us, what they plan to do. Don't let Phil of the Future fall through the cracks of Disney bureaucracy. Visit savepotf.org and join the campaign. Who hasn't heard of Lilo and Stitch? Who hasn't seen one of the movies or the TV series? Perhaps one of the most recognizable characters of the 21st century, Stitch has been huge for Disney. Lilo and Stitch has a theatrical release, three direct-to-DVD releases, and a Disney Channel original series. After a very successful run, Disney has chosen to lock Lilo and Stitch, important members of our Ohana, in the dusty Disney vault. It is true that Lilo and Stitch has had a very successful run, but there are a couple of problems that we see. First, Lilo and Stitch is still very popular. We do not believe Disney should decide when we, the fans, are done watching a show. Secondly, we don't like the fact that Disney decided to conveniently retire Lilo and Stitch the series at 65 episodes. Disney decided to follow their out-of-date business policy before listening to us, the fans. We need your help to say this, Ohana. Visit SaveLiloAndStitch.org. We would also like to give mention to our Save American Dragon Jake Long movement. Even though we are currently seeing and enjoying new episodes of American Dragon Jake Long, the future of the show is unknown. At this point, the show is up for grabs. Disney could decide to pull a Phil of the Future and end the show with two seasons. Or it may decide to pull a The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and give it a green light for a third season. While ultimately this will be Disney's decision, as we've proven again and again, fans can really make a difference. And we need the support of the American Dragon Jake Long fan community now more than ever. Visit SaveDisneyShows.org/ADJL to join the campaign. Attention, attention! Read all about it. Save Disney Shows has a brand new news section. Find all your Disney-related news at the brand new Save Disney Shows news section located at SaveDisneyShows.org/news. We are also very excited to announce our new Universal Flyers page. All of our campaigns have flyers spread around different parts of the website. Flyers are a very powerful tool to help strengthen our campaigns. It's a very easy and cost-effective way to spread the word. There are millions of Disney fans, just like you, who love the same Disney shows as you, who'd be willing to do anything to save them. Yet most don't even know their favorite Disney shows are in trouble. Those of you looking to spread out flyers for many of our campaigns will find the Universal Flyers page very useful. You can access all of our campaign's flyers from one page. It just doesn't get any easier than that. So visit SaveDisneyShows.org/flyers and start printing, start copying, and spread the word. Looking to buy the perfect gift for a loved one, or perhaps yourself? Then visit the Save Disney Shows Amazon.com online store at astore.amazon.com/SaveDisneySHO-20 and support Save Disney Shows while you shop. From now until New Year's, Save Disney Shows will get double commissions on purchases made through our Amazon.com online store. There's even convenient links on the homepage to some items the special Disney fans in your life, yourself included, will just have to have. Is Amazon.com not your thing? There are still many other online outlets you can shop and still support Save Disney Shows. Walmart.com, Target.com, KB Toys, and the Apple Store, and many more can conveniently be accessed through SaveDisneyShows.org/shop. With all of our affiliate programs, it's important to note that you will never be charged extra for any purchase. You would be charged the same price you normally would pay. We only receive a percentage of that purchase price. Another simple way to support Save Disney Shows is to send a monetary donation. We recently had a fundraiser to get enough money to renew the Save Disney Shows web hosting package. Thanks to your generous donations, Save Disney Shows and campaigns such as Save Kim Possible, Save Phil of the Future, and Save Lilo and Stitch will stay online for at least another 2 years. Even though we have renewed our web hosting package, we still need your donations. We are seeking many outlets to help spread the word and advertise our campaigns. Paid advertising can be really expensive, so we still need your donations to help fund the advertising. Payments can be made very easily through PayPal, but you can also mail a check or money order in. Details can be found at SaveDisneyShows.org/donate.html. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to the December 2006 edition of the Save Disney Shows podcast. Have a safe and wonderful holiday and a joyous new year. Any comments or questions regarding this podcast or Save Disney Shows in general can be sent to webmasters@SaveDisneyShows.org. Thank you.